Old star.
Do you know where the wild things go? They go along to take your honey. Way down how we build our breakfast now. Let's say my love, my love, love, love. Pistol shows, hold her down when soggy clothes and breeze blows. She's morphine, queen of my vaccine, my love, my love, love, love. Soggy clothes and breeze blocks. Germaline, disinfect the scene. My love, love, love. Please don't go. I love you so, my love.
love this lame nigga factory. She said, what kind of girl do you think that I are? The kind that you meet in a bar. You think you can get whatever you want, cause you some kind of star. No, I'm a comment, I just want you, woman. Hey, if I were you, it would be me that I go home with. Three, the one and only, one thing you ain't considered. I heard you when you told your girl, ooh, we can get it. Admit it, you did it. Let's hop a cab and split it. I'm kidding, we both going to where you living. I got you giggling like a piglet. Oh, that's the ticket. I hope you're more like Anita Baker than Robin Givens. No, I don't know that lady, so let me quit it. I'm just style freeing, freestyling, which I seldom do. This is what I'm telling you. To the bed, I'm nailing you. Like I've been in jail for 2 years, and then they let me in. You got you one legend. Sometimes you gotta step from behind that piano. Let them know what's going on. Even Stevie Wonder got down sometimes.
You are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio.
But something might have we gon' do? What we gon' do?
I'm not gonna cry.
I deserve better.
No, I'm not gonna cry. Oh, it's not the time.
Now we have a special guest joining us all the way from LA. Cole.
Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Cole.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Welcome to The Real. That's the name of my show. I didn't take that from NBC or whatever. I mean, I did, but...
The Real, and I'm so excited to be speaking to the Medford-Somerville area.
Yeah.
My favorite community in the American communities. Charlie, I have to say, you were talking earlier about the weather there, and as always, we begin our West Coast update today.
Okay.
Talking about the weather here, which is, at the current time, which is like 9:15, 9:20, it is sunny, blue skies, and 75 degrees.
Wow, it's 37, but we've had a very, 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 very mild winter.
Yeah, well, especially compared to last year.
Yeah, but that's true, but it's also number two warmest on record, which is, you know, always kind of scary.
And this people complain about global warming, and then you're like, but, you know, warm winters, I can go to the beach.
I don't know, it's been too warm, I need to, like, freeze a little bit.
It's like, probably El Nino.
Like, cryogenic therapy, whatever it's called.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Larry King.
Does he do that?
No, he just wants to be frozen when he dies.
He does?
Yeah.
Just like Walt Disney?
I think just his head. I think he just wants his head to be frozen.
Why?
I don't know. Google it.
I will, actually, right now.
Okay.
Larry King frozen. Let's see. Oh, Larry King. I want to be frozen.
See, I don't make stuff up. I'm a journalism major, Charlie. I can't make stuff up. I have a story about the name of your show, though.
Okay.
So, I got my haircut yesterday, and I don't know where you get your haircut at college, but it's a terrifying experience for me. I need like 4 or 5 Valium before I go to get my haircut.
Why? Okay, anyway, you're not supposed to talk about those.
I like my hair too much. It scares me.
Uh-huh.
So, I go to this place. It's down on the corner from where I live now, and it's called Hector's Barbershop. And it's sketchy as everything you might imagine. It's very sketchy. And
why do you go there? Why don't you just go somewhere else?
Because it's $8 a haircut.
Wow, that's cheap.
I like to not spend money. So I go there, and I'm sitting there, and I'm like, this is so sketchy and so ratchet. Like, this is crazy that this is, like, that I'm here and that she's, like, this. It's just a weird environment. And then they're watching My Fox LA on the TV, which is objectively
the Real
local station, and The Real is on.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is, I didn't think it could get much sketchier than just, like, literally this room. And then they're playing My Fox LA and The Real. And I'm like, this is insane.
That's what I named my show after, obviously.
How could this be more ratchet?
So,
is that the one, sidebar, is that the one where there's the woman who complains because someone says she looks like Cookie Monster or something?
Like a Muppet, yeah, Tamar.
She's my favorite.
Yeah.
What's her name?
Tamar Braxton. I'm going to play her songs. I don't know about today, but, you know.
One day. I want you to send me that Vine again because it kills me every time. Anyway, so I'm like,
do I look like a Muppet?
Like, yeah, exactly. The answer is yes. Anyway,
so everybody's just silent, like.
Everyone's like, I don't know what to say. But that must have been a sleeps week thing. Anyway, this week I was like, could this get more ratchet? And then they had a special guest, and guess who it was?
I don't know.
Don Lemon.
What? Why would they have him on?
Don Lemon was a special guest host on The Real yesterday.
Why? Why do they allow him to come on the show?
Your guess is as good as mine.
Jeez.
I don't know why his agent was like, you know what you should do, Don? The Real.
I'm sure that was not fun to see. I'm sure they tore him to shreds, hopefully, right?
No. They were doing a fashion show.
Oh.
Like, they had, like, Don was just, you know, there.
Just there, not making stupid comments.
Well, I don't think he talked. I don't know. The sound wasn't on.
Hmm.
I couldn't really get a close. But he was Jay Chillin, Don Lemon. And then they had like some D-list rapper making their daytime debut.
Interesting. A daytime debut. That's always really important.
Yeah, I know. It's like, it's, you know, they're doing counter programming to Ellen's Dan Dillon guy.
Oh, Daniel.
Yeah, it was Daniel, not Dylan.
Yeah.
Clearly, I watched the reel. Clearly, Ellen.
Clearly, it didn't have very much of an impact on you, that video.
I haven't seen the video.
What? How? It's not even like I don't find it funny personally, but like a lot of people do.
I watched it with the sound off in class the other day. I was supposed to be paying attention.
Yeah, you kind of need the sound on.
Well, I know what they're saying.
Yeah, but the part that people think is funny is his voice.
Oh. Okay, well, maybe I'll listen to that with the sound on later.
It's crazy, though. They're only 14. Like, when I was 14, you know, like, I didn't get famous.
When I was 14, I was not wearing clothes as fashionable as they are, or, like, was I as mature physically as they are. Like, I was a dumpy little, I know. Yeah, me too. I mean, I was like, oh, they look like juniors or seniors in high school, maybe freshmen in college. And I was like, nah. They're 14.
Like, yeah, they're freshmen.
Oh, my God.
That is pretty crazy. That's what, I don't know, the growth hormones are doing, you know, if you don't eat organic and all that.
But honestly,
I think.
Isn't it better? Like, wouldn't you have preferred to have grown up faster?
Yeah, I guess. I lost my teeth so late. That's still my, like...
I had to get them pulled because I needed braces, and my teeth are never coming out. So I pulled them all.
Yeah, exactly.
Speaking of braces, my younger brother, Leo, got braces... by accident last week.
What does that even mean?
He went for like a consultation and they're like, oh, these are real bad. We need to start right now.
How do they even do that? I thought they did like do x-rays and whatever.
I guess they did the x-ray and just looked at it and were like, oh no.
They just strap it on? Like the wires?
No, they just were like, alright, so is it okay if we give you braces today? And Leo's like, I guess. And they did.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's really
weird. He was like, I have exciting news.
I would have started crying. I would have left. I would have ran away.
He got yellow and red, like for his little, for the colors on it, for cardinal and gold to represent USC. Fight on, go Trojans.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Fight on.
It was very kind of him. Speaking of fighting on and going, the Trojans going, guess who's coming to visit me next week in 8 days?
I don't know.
Tanya and Naomi.
What?
Yeah. Those are our two friends from high school back home.
Wait, why didn't Naomi tell me that? I just saw her last weekend.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's coming for spring break. She's mostly come, like, they're splitting time between Becca and me and, like, casually spending more time with Becca. But
well,
fine.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they're going to spend a couple nights here at my house, my humble maroon crack house.
Wow, I'm very excited to hear their objective opinions on it.
On the people in my house.
Really, yeah.
Yeah, because there's, you know, a lot been going on.
Yeah, so that'll be interesting. It's expensive to go to L.A. from Boston.
It is. I think Tanya found flights for... under 300, but
from Atlanta,
Boston is, yeah, from Atlanta, from Boston.
But Florida. There's no way that's nonstop.
No, it is.
Wow,
she's an American.
Oh, not Delta. Okay.
Yeah, I was because she leaves on Friday before my spring break, and I'm also coming. I'm going home, and I was like, oh, I'll fly whatever you're flying. We can fly back together. And she's like, I'm an American. I'm like, I'll catch a later flight. It'll be fine.
Oh, look, I'm looking on my newsfeed right now. The Daniel from the video was offered a modeling contract, but turned it down. Me too.
No, not me too. I would take it. Although
yeah, no, right?
Here's a model. I was talking about this with someone the other day. USC does not have like a culture where they're like, this is about being thin and like very fit. USC doesn't have it, which I need to go for a run. I haven't been for a run for a week.
USC does or does not have that culture.
USC does not have a culture where they're like, oh, you're going to eat that?
Oh.
Like,
that's probably a good thing.
Yeah, they don't, but it's like lead by example. There is no one here with a BMI over 23.
Oh my God.
No.
Wow.
And so you're like, I'm going to have more ice cream. And everyone's like, go for it. And then you're like, I can't do it. It's self-regulating.
I wouldn't say Tufts is like that. Yeah, no.
No, it's not.
Well, not quite. Maybe BMI over 26.
You got to bulk up for the winter.
Yeah, I do that pretty well this year. But yeah, and then it's not even cold. So like what?
So it's not worth it. Yeah, no, I need to go for a run today because I've had such a crazy week. I haven't slept. Last night was the first night I got more than 4 or 5 hours of sleep this week. And it was excellent. And now I need to go for a run so I can do more homework that's due tonight.
Yikes.
Yeah, I know. It's no fun. But hopefully this weekend will be good. And then I can't even think about what happens next week. I have no idea.
You're going home, though, right? Next weekend?
No, not for 3 weeks. I'm going home for spring break.
Oh.
Yeah, I was going to go. My house is going to Zion, to the national park.
Are they driving?
Utah. Yeah.
That's like what? From LA, that's like 5, 6, 7 hours?
Oh, more. It's like 13.
What?
It's a big country, Charlie.
No, I know. It's like 4 hours. It's not 13 hours.
Yeah.
I've done that drive.
From LA to Utah?
No, I've done LA to Vegas, but I've done Zion to Vegas, and that was like, I'd think it would be 8 hours. Let me check.
Yeah, let me know.
USC.
In any case, to Zion National Park. They're also spending a night in Vegas, I think.
I don't think you guys can do anything.
Well, I'm not going with them.
Boom, 6.5 hours. Look, remember I said 5, 6, 7 hours?
Well done. No, because they're not planning to leave till Monday night, so they'll spend the night in Vegas. Rather than driving it all the way.
Yeah, that's smart.
And I'm really bummed that I'm not going to go with them, but I just decided I need to go home and have a break. So.
Oh, so that's their spring break. I thought you were saying that they're going next weekend or something.
No, that's spring break.
Interesting choice.
I'll be flying home. What?
It's an interesting choice.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's exciting. I get to see my family and Zoe and people like that, which will be really nice to see, rather than going all the way to May and then maybe having a job.
Do you know what you're doing next summer?
I'm working on it. I'm applying for internships as we speak. That's something I have to do this weekend. Scholarship application.
They weren't due yet?
And, no.
Thank God. That's good. Because mine were all due like a while ago.
It's interesting. The print journalism ones were due like in September. It was insane. My friends who applied to print.
But then you're like, just like, wait, I didn't even know this existed, and I'm too late.
Yeah, broadcast, they're like, May 1st. I'm like...
That's reassuring.
I mean, it is, but it also sucks, because it means they're not going to tell you till May 15th. And then they're like,
yeah, exactly.
June 1st.
And then if it doesn't happen, then you're like, well, I have nothing to do because I couldn't do anything.
A lifeguard. I'll be a Venetian lifeguarding again if nothing happens. But no, I think I'm a good candidate, and I've applied to a lot. I got an interview at CNN.
Are these in Atlanta?
No. Most, I've applied to CNN in Atlanta, but most are in New York. I'll apply to some LA ones, too.
Okay.
I haven't had coffee yet this morning.
Oh, yeah. It's early there. Some of us don't need coffee, though.
Some of us have just started drinking coffee and are hooked.
That's nice.
I think this week I've had 3 cups of coffee a day, which is
interesting.
Substantial, considering that less than a month and a half ago I wasn't drinking coffee.
Yeah, that is kind of a lot then.
It is. Well, it's also because I've been staying up late.
It what?
I've been staying up late too. So that's part of the reason why.
That's understandable.
Yeah, what about you? What are you doing this summer? Oh, you're going to
Tokyo. Probably be in Japan, yeah. Probably.
That's exciting.
Yeah, we'll see.
Do you have to get, like, a work permit?
No. I'm not getting paid, so...
Oh.
Yeah.
Nice.
So I don't have to get, like, a work visa or anything?
No, not if they're not paying you. Then you're just the guy who sits in their office.
Yeah, pretty much. Tourist.
Yeah, I was really looking forward to, like, living in the NYU dorms, maybe with Michael, who's also looking for internships this summer in New York, but... The NYU dorm application opened last week and is already filling up, and I'm like, I can't pay for a dorm until I have a place to work. Like, I don't know if I'll be there at all. So I'm not quite sure what I'll do for housing when they tell me.
You should try the NYU dorm.
But they fill up, and I'm not gonna put a deposit down on something that I'm not gonna necessarily use.
True.
Like, I'm not gonna use. I have family that lives in Stamford, Connecticut, which is about an hour train ride.
Yeah.
which would be fine. Like, I could handle an hour train ride.
That's
every
still kind of annoying, time. Though, because then, yeah.
It's, yeah, and Michael said he's probably going to live with family, too. So we'd both end up living with family outside the city, which would be, which would suck, because it'd be more fun to live together. But,
yeah.
But it works out better that way, I think.
I'm sure you'll figure something out.
Yeah. And it's the only tough part is if I got a Today Show or CBS This Morning internship.
That would be really bad.
Yeah, because
I mean,
you're
that'd
like,
be good, but like then that would be really bad.
You're right. You're like, do I take the train at 2 a.m.?
I don't think they have that.
City for an
it's
hour?
If it's a commuter train.
Yeah, I know, because they're all going out of the city at night.
Exactly.
So like I might, like maybe I'll take like an 11:30, the last train into the city.
Oh, God.
And then I'll have a couple hours to kill in New York overnight.
No, that's awful.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, like, if I had a morning show...
You need to find other housing, not in Connecticut,
yeah,
then.
But I'm hoping, like, I mean, that's the
only small
fraction of the ones I'm applying to, so I'm also not going to buy a car in New York and try to park it.
Yeah, obviously not, but, I mean, you, like, you would need a car if you were doing that.
No.
If you're trying to come from Connecticut to Manhattan in the morning... That early, you need a car.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. I just won't be able to accept that internship, I think.
Yeah, probably not.
That's fine. Speaking of morning shows, I'm not applying to anything at ABC, but I will soon because, like, I don't know if I can bring myself to do it. I just...
Why?
Well, did you see my tweet? Like, when Justice Scalia died, NBC News opened their special report by saying, "Good evening." CBS News tossed back to golf after they were done, and ABC said, "Hey, what's up?"
They didn't actually say, "Hey, what's up?" I saw your tweet.
Yes, yes, they did. Did you watch the special report? The guy goes, "Hey, what's up? We have breaking news."
Huh.
It killed me. Anyway, Robin Roberts was here yesterday. I met
her.
She
was?
Yeah. She was speaking at the journalism school.
That's pretty cool.
Before Oscar.
I like her.
This weekend. She's very kind.
Is she doing okay?
Yeah, she seemed like she was doing well.
That's good.
She's real skinny and tall, but I think that's like
she's always been. Yeah, pretty much. I'm going to read a PSA.
Oh, can I read it?
Do you want me to like send you a picture?
No, just read it.
Ooh, space heater safety tips. Space heaters can be a very effective form of supplemental heating, allowing you to stay toasty warm in an area that you spend a lot of time in while helping you save money by keeping the rest of your home at a lower temperature. However, space heaters account for a third of home heating fires and 81% of home heating fire deaths. Oh, wow. So it's important to follow the manufacturer's safety and operating instructions.
Wait, home heating fires? What else would cause a home heating fire, like a fireplace?
Okay, let me finish. In particular, keep anything that can burn, including paper, bedding, furniture, curtains, pets, and people, at least 3 feet away. Space heaters should be monitored when in operation. Always turn them off before leaving your home or going to bed. Never use a portable heater in wet areas like bathrooms or if small children are expected nearby. A message from your fire safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, TUS Educational Radio. I guess, like, fires are, like, a radiator. I don't know.
I guess, yeah, you could have a radiator. Or, like, if you're, like,
And things just, like, happen, too, you know?
Yeah, that's true. It's true. Stuff happens.
So,
yeah. We have a... USC just paid for a brand new fire station for the LAFD next to our campus. It's huge. It's the biggest fire station I've ever seen.
Huh. That's a good thing. You'll be safe from space heater fires.
They're like the we don't have space.
I know that was the joke. Okay, that was the joke.
Although we could this morning, I'm tired. Oh, I'm gonna make coffee while I'm talking to you. They're the most like active fire station in LA. They have like
That must be fun to listen to.
Yeah, they're a little farther away from me. They're on the other side of campus.
Okay, good.
But it is. They are very active. They deal with all of our alcohol overdoses.
Oh wow, that's nice.
Mm-hmm.
Here at least we have Tufts like people that do that.
Yeah, you have the Teams people, right?
Thames, but yeah, close enough.
You know, see, I listen to something as you say. Yeah, we don't have that. You get the LAFD sends an ambulance and you get transported.
Wow, that's, yeah. That's rough.
Well, yeah, it happens a lot on the row on the weekends.
Well, I'm going to let you go now because I do have to actually let a guest into the building, so I'll throw on some music really quickly.
Oh, who's your guest?
My roommate, so...
Oh, nice.
I'm going to do that. Cole, it was lovely talking to you as always.
Great talking to you too, Charlie. Thanks for having me on the show.
And please call in next week because I will be here.
I will try.
You better.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello. We have some special guests in
hello
the building. We have Kyle, who
AKA
lives
DJ
with me.
Curly Top.
Okay, that's nice. And Carrie, who also sometimes lives with us, basically.
Hello.
They are here to talk about conspiracy theories.
Mm-hmm.
I
can't hear myself.
You okay. Can't hear yourself?
Okay, just kidding. I can.
That's what I thought. Yeah, we're our resident conspiracy theory experts. Mm-hmm. Which one did you want to discuss today?
Well, the one that's really close to our hearts right now is definitely the O.J. Simpson trial. Mm-hmm. Just with the...
What's the conspiracy theory there?
Well, the main conspiracy theory is that O.J. in fact didn't kill Nicole Brown Simpson.
Oh.
And it was actually, I think, Colombian drug lords who...
Mm-hmm. Because of Faye Resnick.
Yeah, because
Queen
of
Faye Resnick.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So the theory is that the drug lords mistook Nicole for Faye, and that's mm-hmm. why they killed her. And so I'm just kind of trying to dive into that idea.
So do you believe that one?
Um,
even after watching this show?
I don't know if I believe it, But deep down, I don't want to believe that OJ did it.
Okay.
I don't want to believe it, but that doesn't
he
mean
did.
The evidence isn't there.
He did lose the civil trial. But it is a pretty as conspiracy theories go, it's a pretty good one.
Yeah. Also, there's a theory that Marilyn Monroe was murdered by JFK's henchmen.
Oh yes. Mm-hmm. I've heard that.
Because she's overheard things in the White House. Which
that's possible.
Yeah. I think there's
I don't know enough about that I'm susceptible to believe anything you tell me about Marilyn Monroe.
I think there's definitely some it's definitely worth looking into.
It is. Mm-hmm. Now we all know my favorite conspiracy theory that is really important. Does anybody else want to introduce?
Is this the Beyonce?
Yeah.
Killed Aaliyah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is.
I don't even consider it a theory.
I don't think it's a theory either. I think it's exact. I mean, there's plenty of YouTube videos about it.
I'm just gonna disagree.
That's fine. You're allowed to disagree. Mm-hmm. But you know, if you look online, there's plenty of evidence as to the real cause of Aaliyah's death.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, that's really all we need to get into.
I can't believe that Beyonce would.
It wasn't her specifically, but
Jay-Z in her name.
Yeah, it was a combo. It's like Illuminati stuff.
Okay.
And we may be corny haters because of that. But I also don't agree with that anyway. I think we're just really smart.
I just think that we would know. The technology
We do know.
We would have the evidence.
We do know. Have you not been on YouTube? Those are evidence enough for me.
Well, I can't believe a 17-minute long weird slideshow compilation that someone just made as hardcore evidence.
Well, you know, a lot of people can believe those things. I mean, there's plenty of people that don't believe the moon landing was real.
Mm, that's true.
It's the same group of people that believes in Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Yeah. Children.
Children. No, children.
What are the other ones? There's really, really wild ones.
Let's take a look on the Google.
Keanu Reeves is immortal.
Yeah.
That's definitely.
And Pharrell. Pharrell.
There's
KeanuReevesIsImmortal.com.
And there are all these weird pictures of him and Native American.
Oh, Pharrell? Yeah, that's really funny. Those are really funny. The Reptilian Elite. What is this?
I think there's one that, oh, there's obviously the one that Beyonce didn't give birth to her child.
That's not a conspiracy theory.
But she had a surrogate mother.
That's true.
I haven't heard about this.
Yeah, so it's obviously not true.
It's true.
With a capital T.
No, it's not. But there's nothing wrong with surrogacy.
Where is this claim stemming from?
YouTube.
But why?
Look up Beyonce's pregnant sitting down stomach deflated video. Oh,
now this is starting to sound familiar.
So that's one. There are a bunch of them. There are people living on the moon. Some people believe that JFK is on the moon. That he's trapped on the moon.
He's trapped on the moon.
Yeah.
Oh.
Is that someone's Instagram?
Yeah, it was Megan's.
Yes.
What was it?
I didn't want to out her.
JFK is trapped on the moon. Maggie Moonshine.
Well, I mean, then there's obviously, the Jews control the world one, which, flattering, but...
Wait, I've never heard that.
Are you serious?
No.
Oh, my God.
What is the claim?
The claim is that they just control the world and everything. There's, a secret society, meeting somewhere in, Hollywood that controls the entire world.
Wow.
Hmm.
Yeah. I mean, flattering, but
that's kind of scary.
I can't quite say I was invited, so I'm a little bit skeptical.
It's scary that it's just one little room in Hollywood that controls the world.
Yeah, basically, it's a group of people.
Well, but I think that's because they control Hollywood.
It's supposedly.
The Jews?
Well, yeah.
What you trying to say, Colin?
In reality or in this theory?
No, I've read articles that say that most.
Oh, yeah, and that's how it started.
Yeah.
In the 30s. Yeah, that's how it started in the 30s. They were Jewish because nobody else wanted to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how it started in the 30s. So that's, what it stemmed from. But, that's not...
Interesting.
That's not the entire world.
I don't think that... No, and also, this is not the 30s anymore.
Well, yeah. And then there's, like, a bunch of, like, weird FBI ones.
9/11, Bush to 9/11 ones. Yeah, those are always...
And just, like, but, like, the FBI is, like, always, like, trying to, like, kill everyone.
Yeah. And the CIA, too.
Yeah.
Ooh, 10 conspiracy theories that turned out... Oh, we totally forgot JonBenet Ramsey.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think I remember that well.
I don't remember... Well, we were too young when it first happened, but I remember learning about it, like, as I grew older.
She was, like, the pageant girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. And was that the one where they literally, like, tested the air in the car, and it was, like, her body was in this car?
Maybe.
She was, like, in the basement.
She was.
Did they, like, find her, like, chopped up in the basement or something?
Yeah, I don't know what chopped up.
Well, I thought that's why it was, like, the gruesome death.
I think it...
Well, she was raped, I think.
Oh.
Yeah. She had been struck in the head and strangled.
Oh.
But, like, it's... No matter what it is, it's pretty gruesome.
Yeah.
Hmm. She's born in Atlanta. I forgot about that.
But what's the conspiracy theory?
It's just there's just nobody knows. Like, they can't. Yeah, they think it's her parents. Oh. Her parents were suspects for a while.
Could you imagine?
But then there was like a ransom letter, and oh, I remember when there was a false confession too.
Who false confessed?
What are these? This random guy.
This is in 2006. And then, yeah.
I never understand those.
He didn't. His the DNA didn't match. And then, so, like, I don't understand that at all.
Well, it's like, yeah, it's like in Making a Murderer. Why did that kid come forward?
I didn't watch that series.
I didn't watch that series
what?
Either. It's really good, right? Apparently.
Yeah, it's
People
good.
I'm really into it.
Hmm. Well, I'm going to go ahead and play another song.
Okay.
And think about what we're going to talk about next, and then...
What song are you playing?
Let's see. What's next up? Oh, you wouldn't have heard of it.
Well, it's been nice chatting with the listeners. Can't wait to be back on
on the air.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dream, wish I could.
Hello, welcome back, listeners.
Oh, God.
That was some Teedra Moses, who, you know, most of Kyle doesn't know about. So I didn't need to explain it beforehand. Are you reading The Observer?
Yeah, I am. Everyone, pick up the latest issue of the Tufts Observer. It's Tufts' oldest publication.
You know, I can cut your mic, right?
Full color, 32-page bi-weekly magazine that's designed and like all student staff. So, yeah.
That's interesting.
Wow.
Cool words. Anyway.
Are you mad?
Are you mad?
I'm mad over the basketballs. Also, everyone should watch this really funny video, this SNL skit called, what is it?
I don't remember what it's called.
It's like Love Hurts or something. Yeah,
yeah, I don't
it's
know.
It's good. Rhonda Rousey is in it, I think that's her name.
Yeah, just look up that episode then.
Yeah.
If you like, then we'll come up. But I don't know.
But yeah.
But yeah. Anything else on your mind, you know? Want to share with the world?
Is everyone aware that the damn Daniel kid is 14 years old?
Yeah, I just had that conversation earlier on the show. Yep, I was talking to my friend in LA. I was like, we were saying, like, what were we like at 14? Like, certainly not famous.
Certainly
not as well-dressed.
Like, that's what we were saying, too.
Good skin.
Yeah.
Literally exactly what we were saying earlier, so.
He was so, just, like, nice-looking and wholesome and.
I don't know.
I just looked like a rat.
Yeah, it wasn't working. Mm-mm. We literally had the same conversation earlier.
I used to get into fights with my parents about like the clothes that I would be wearing, and I would just be like, this is like my time to choose to be like who I want to be. Like, why are you suffocating me? Ah!
There were certain things I just like could not wear, but I thought I wanted to.
I wish I could have argued my parents.
Yeah, no, I
couldn't.
I
just got to walk out the door with whatever I wanted.
What? Oh, okay.
Well, and that's the thing. I would fight with them like so hard, like to get to wear what I want. And looking back, I'm just like, what is wrong with me? Like, I looked horrible. Horrible.
I mean, like, I know they would let me wear what I want, like, but like I self censored, I guess you could say. There were certain things I'm like, oh, they wouldn't like that. I'm not gonna wear that.
That's so responsible and mature.
That's so respectful.
Well, I mean, like, more like buy it, not wear it, kind of thing.
You're such a respectful, kind, just like understanding.
Person. Okay, that's not even like what it is. Okay, whatever. But yeah, thanks. Actually, what am I even saying? You're welcome.
What if I just started beatboxing?
Go ahead.
I don't know.
Ooh.
Let
ooh.
Out.
Wow. You're so good. Wow.
Holla at me, S Factor.
Yeah?
I'll go hard this time.
Wow, that's really good.
Yeah.
I'm really proud of you.
It's a talent of mine. I keep it a secret usually.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad you could share it with the world today. That's what the radio's for, you know? We have potentially 5 people listening online, though I think those are like vampire computers that they always have set to it to make us feel good. But people could be listening in their cars. I don't know if they'd want to listen to these conversations.
I'm
but
waiting
that is up to
for
them.
The record deal, pretty much. I'm waiting for just that one email.
Do you remember in the first Princess Diaries movie? Did everyone watch that?
Yeah. Of course.
When she's like, Lily's like, my TV show has 0 viewers. Not even my mother is watching.
Is that
no,
a
deal
right now?
No, I don't care.
Whatever. I don't care. This is the Breakfast Club.
No, this Should is I the cry? Real. This is the real.
Should I cry? I feel like I'm on the Breakfast Club.
My friend was just telling me he was watching The Real yesterday, and they had Don Lemon on as a guest host. Yeah. Ooh. I was very surprised.
Oh, cool.
He didn't talk much.
I want a 2, a 3.
What are you doing?
A 3. That's the...
That's an aux chord.
The Tootsie Roll, or what is it? The Tootsie Pop.
And then you...
Yeah. Wait, that was such a good sound effect.
That sounds like I'm spitting, though.
No, your sound's a little too phlegmy.
Maybe you're sick.
I am a little congested.
That's nice. I'm starting to get over it. That's why, it's because, you know, I was able to go away for a week. take care of my cats.
How are the cats?
They're doing good, I think.
I think you stole my belt.
Huh?
I think you stole my belt.
I definitely don't have your belt.
You 3,000% do.
You definitely left it in my closet then. Go look for it. I didn't take your belt because it would not fit me also.
Please don't steal my thing.
I didn't take your belt.
Charlie, it's just like, if you needed a belt, you could have just asked. You didn't have to
I didn't it. Take your belt. Your belt wouldn't even, like, finish going around my sides. Like, it'd stop here.
That's no excuse.
I didn't take
that's
it.
It's not an alibi.
I didn't take it. Look on the ground in my closet.
Don't hate me because you hate me.
That's not even what's happening. But yeah, I recommend you look harder because there's other pairs of your pieces of your clothes just strewn through my room.
I believe that.
That were drying or something.
Strewn.
Yeah, there's two things, but you know, whatever.
Wait a second.
What?
Okay, just kidding. I was just reading through the Tufts Observer.
Oh, you were?
Yeah.
He was enthralled.
Which is Tufts' oldest publication. Full color, 32.
The commencement. This is
biweekly.
This is from 2014.
Yeah.
April, why do you have this?
That was just downstairs.
Why?
Because
that's weird.
Where we do layout is in like a part of this building.
Wow, this was before we even got to school.
Mm-hmm. We was still in high school chilling.
Well, you know, it is almost 1 o'clock, which means it's time to wrap up the show. Any